You're listening to Walk to the End of the World, a podcast written by me, Mira Brinjegard-Bialik. This is segment two. Off they went, Eddie and the princess, traveling to the castle. Eddie lived not far from the castle. It was only about an hour's walk from the center of the kingdom. The journey only required a walk across the master cheesemaker's fields, a short pass through the village, and then one would arrive at the castle gates. Eddie had walked through town hundreds of times before and didn't expect the trip to take longer than an hour, going at a reasonable pace. Her estimate seemed reasonable as they reached the end of the field and came into sight of town.
Princess, what's wrong?
Is that the village? It looks so different from here.
What do you mean?
I've only ever seen it from above. I've only ever looked down briefly in the middle of a fight or from a tower window.
It must be so beautiful from above. I've always wanted to fly. Not in one of those flyers you have at the castle, but really fly, under my own power. Like a bird, only without the wings. I don't think I'd want giant bird wings or something on my normal human body. I'm sorry.
What for?
I mean, you can shapeshift into anything. I guess it was mean to say normal human body when you... I mean, it's so amazing that you can shapeshift. I don't know what I'm saying.
I never thought about it that way before. I assume I have a normal human body.
How do you know?
How would we know if I wasn't human?
Maybe you wouldn't be able to feel emotions and you'd always talk in a funny voice.
Yes, human. I have never known love.
Come on, let's keep going. Come see your kingdom the way mere mortals see it, your highness.
Lead on.
From the edge of the field to the castle was a 20-minute walk that dragged on into hours. The center of town was a wide road, lined with shops selling myriads of shiny trinkets and exotic foods, and booths snuggled under shady umbrellas with people yelling about the bargains offered on their wares. The princess was wearing some of Eddie's farm clothes, and no one in town had ever seen her as the tall, dark-haired woman that now walked with Eddie, but she was instantly recognizable by her almost visible aura of royalty. Crowds that Eddie always had to shove her way through seemed to part before the princess, who wanted to stop at every shop along the way. Everyone she met offered her whatever she wanted, for free. Eddie was astounded at the way people she knew in the village avoided talking to her. Eddie's association with the princess had given her some kind of status boost.
That's gonna be really helpful when she returns to the castle. I might even have enough recognition to sell some art now. And maybe that baker guy will stop being mean to me.
Did you say something?
What? No, I'm sorry.
Eddie had grown to like the princess as a friend, not just as a member of the royal family. The conversations that they had shared were the best Eddie had had with anyone in months, and Eddie already felt comfortable that she could trust the princess with her secrets, and that her new friend wouldn't betray her trust. And the princess was not only beautiful, but she was smart and kind. Eddie was saddened that as soon as the trip to the castle ended, she would have to say goodbye to the princess.
Eddie, is that you?
It seemed that Eddie's adventure was to be cut even shorter as the Master Cheesemaker emerged from the crowd.
Master Cheesemaker, ma'am,
Eddie, what are you doing off the farm? Who is taking care of my cows?
No one, ma'am, but...
I don't want to hear it. You don't appreciate how fortunate you are to be apprenticed to the best cheesemaker in the world. Get back to the farm at once. I'll be back shortly.
Master Cheesemaker, I regret I was unable to meet you at the castle. I had an engagement that could not be postponed.
The battle, of course, there was no issue, Your Grace. I only missed the honor of visiting your presence.
You may rise.
As you wish, Your Highness.
Princess, I'm so sorry I have to go.
I said get back to the farm, Eddie, or I will revoke your apprenticeship. Try finding a different child after a bad recommendation from me. Leave dealing with the princess to your betters.
You'll have to excuse Eddie, Cheesemaker. Eddie is escorting me to the castle after she heroically saved my life.
Eddie felt the eyes of every bystander turn to her. She blushed.
Eddie will return to the farm when I tire of her company. At the very earliest, not until after we have returned to the castle and properly rewarded her.
Of course, Ladyship, of course. I apologize to have interfered with your business.
You are dismissed.
Thank you, Your Grace. Eddie, I expect you back as soon as possible.
The Master Cheesemaker left, a little angrily, but respectfully. The princess's royal mask seemed to snap off as the crowd around them dispersed.
Let's go see those little chocolatey frogs in the next booth. Eddie, what's wrong?
Eddie was shaken.
I almost went back to the farm forever. I never would have seen the princess again. Princess, I don't know how to thank you for what you did for me.
What do you mean? I should be thanking you for showing me all these exciting things. I never-
Princess, I-
Yes?
I'm sorry to interrupt you.
No, keep going. It doesn't matter.
It's just, you're the princess and I'm an apprentice. I can hardly believe you want to wander aimlessly around the village with me when you're in charge of everyone in the kingdom. I've never even stood up to the Master Cheesemaker before, and you didn't even have to try to make her leave. I shouldn't be here with you. I don't deserve to be here. I just didn't want to go back to the farm yet.
Oh, Eddie, we're still exploring the village. Of course you couldn't go back yet. I did mean it when I said I wanted to give you a reward, though.
Oh, goodness, I couldn't take a reward.
You have to, or it looks bad for the castle. And you saved my life. Of course you deserve my gratitude.
With a gentle curtsy, the princess offered Eddie her arm. Eddie blushed happily. The princess was so wonderful to walk with.
Shall we continue exploring?
They seemed to dance through the marketplace. Eddie was overjoyed to have found a new friend. Hours later, the sun was setting and they arrived at the castle. Every stall along the way had been visited, every food tasted, every shiny object examined. Eddie had never seen the town the way the princess had, as a place of wonder and beauty, never before seen and to be explored. A man with a polished sword and a green uniform was posted at the gate.
Welcome back, princess.
Hello, Stephen. Eddie, this is Captain Stephen. He's in charge of the castle guards.
Stephen tipped his hat.
Hello, Eddie. When we received word you were seen in the village, Your Highness, we stopped our search. You're all right.
Yes, Eddie took care of me. I healed reasonably quickly. There's a crashed flyer out in Eddie's fields, and I'll have to send someone out after it.
The princess shook her head, and her hair cascaded into a curly purple wave. Eddie waved to the guard.
Hi, Stephen.
Stephen, I want Eddie to be given full security clearance, and...
Thank you to Tamara Agzarian for voicing the Master Cheesemaker. For more information about the voices behind Eddie, the Princess, Stephen, or the Mysterious Screamer, check out the Introduction to Main Characters segment. Thank you!